Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 45 of Her, the podcast all about women, where we share the naked truth about her mind, her body, and her life. Oh boy, today we're going to be talking about what? You had resolutions, and where are they now? Gotcha. Busted. Before we start this episode of Her, please know that it's made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants Women's Complete Vitamins. They're delicious once-a-day gummies that contain the complete vitamin, mineral, folate, and omega mix customized for women. Trust me, you won't forget to take them because they taste so great. To learn more, please run on over to SmartyPantsVitamins.com and learn more. And just a quick reminder to hop on over to iTunes after our episode to rate this podcast and please review us. Yeah. I actually read these things. I mean it. Love to hear from you. So make sure to do that rate and review. All right, it's time for Her.
Her, the podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind, her body, her life. It's all about Her.
Her what? Her nutrition, that's what Her is. Well, today, of course, we have Chef Abby Gelman, our go-to culinary nutritionist. That means she's a registered dietitian, master's level nutrition expert, and a certified chef, all in one humanoid. Oh, it's the best. And she has a fabulous program and a private practice where she consults and helps people put it all together, educating but also working with food at the same time. We love that. So, Chef Abby, welcome back to the Her podcast already.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Happy New Year.
Oh, good grief. Happy New Year. Yeah, right. You say that every single month of the year, and I know why you do that. You're doing that because you're reminding us that, oh my gosh, it's already well into this year, and where have those little nutritional resolutions gone to? Well, what's all that about? I want everyone to kind of sit back and say, what did you really promise yourself? Were you saying that for sure you're going to work with more fresh foods? Were you going to pitch all that refined process, you know, direct from your kitchen? What were you actually going for? And where do you stand now? So Chef Abby, when you're working with someone, and we've got all these wonderful listeners in Her podcast land, take us through an assessment, a very kind and gentle one, because I know we've all screwed up badly, with our original delightful great intents and our great expectations and where they are now, nutrition-wise.
Right. So now we're saying, well, we spent our new year making all these resolutions, and here we are, you know, well into the new year, and we're suddenly reminding ourselves that we kind of maybe drop the ball a little bit, or we're not doing exactly what we set out to do, or we're getting sidetracked, or whatever the case may be. So we have to remind ourselves that it's still a new year, and we can, you know, still any time of the year make these ideas and goals and plans and organize and do whatever we need, especially nutritionally and health-wise. Any time is the right time. Even if you
Yeah, but okay, so wagon. Now we're sitting here right now, and someone out there in Her podcast land, like maybe me, is sitting back and saying, I feel like such a flipping failure. You know,
right.
I went right back to every single one of my old, you know, nutrition bad habits, and I don't know what to do now. So let's walk through the regrouping process.
Okay. Well, first, don't spend any time feeling guilty or bad. The point is to be positive and figure out how we can get back on track. So simple, keeping it simple. So a lot of times people try to do too much too quickly. They expect immediate results and they get discouraged or whatever the case may be, but keeping it simple. So go back, review your plan, set some goals, be specific in your goals. So you're going to add and I like to tell people to add things before they're subtracting things. So maybe you're adding an extra side salad or a vegetable at dinner time. or maybe you're adding vegetables or fruit to a smoothie in the morning, or maybe you're adding, you know, a healthy snack in the afternoon, like an apple and a handful of nuts or something like that. So keeping it simple and trying to kind of go back to basics.
All right. I love that. You know, one of the reasons why I love it is because it's so positive. You know, usually people are ready, you know, for punishment, you know,
right.
Like a negative
exactly.
gig, like, you know, get that out of your hand right now. Instead, you're saying, wait a minute, can you add some, you know, five colors of vegetables and fruits, right? Can you add another delicious source of protein, like one of your amazing smoothies? Tell us about one smoothie, just one. Any one of the ones, because the smoothies you have are ridiculously good. Go for it.
Oh, thanks. So basically the smoothies are kind of, you think of them in components. So first you start with a protein component. So for one of my favorites, I usually use kefir, which is just a thinner yogurt, a little bit more sour, and you can get it in 0% or sometimes 2% plain. So that's your protein base. And then you're going to add fruits and vegetables and other things to it. So you can add frozen fruit, whatever kind you like. I like frozen mango, but you can get any kind of frozen fruit that you like. Then you're going to add some vegetables. So I always add spinach, which is very plain in flavor, so it doesn't overwhelm anything. So if people are nervous about adding something that's going to make it taste too much like a salad, spinach is a good way to go. So then with spinach and mango, I also like to add cucumber. And that adds a little bit of a kind of like a brightening, I would call it, to the drink. And then, so that we've got kefir as the base, spinach and mango and cucumber. And then you can add in chia seeds for a little extra omega-3, or you can add in nuts if you're going to go to the gym or something like that. Cashews work really well with the kefir, spinach, mango, cucumber. And there's a very basic smoothie. You kind of threw a bunch of your stuff in, and that's one of my favorites.
Oh, I love it, love it, love it. And that frozen mango part just gets me going. Now, a whole bunch of women out there in her podcast land are saying, you know, I just feel like cleansing. And instead of those crazy things they have out there, you have a really interesting approach to just sort of saying, okay, let's just spend a day or two here and clean up this, you know, this mess we've made ourselves, you know, with refined and processed junk. So take us through a cleanse.
Sure. So the one that I like to do, I kind of call an anti-juice cleanse, because juicing was a big thing, but it's not a really healthy or successful method, I don't believe. So I kind of call it...
And why do you say that? Why do you say
that? So if you drink all of your calories in a juice form, you're missing ingredients like fiber and things that kind of get squeezed out of the fruits and vegetables. That's one. Another thing is you have very little protein. So if you basically spend a handful of days only drinking fruit and vegetable juice, you have no fat, no protein, no fiber, and you're getting vitamins and minerals and a lot of natural sugar. It's, you know, it's sugars from fruits and vegetables, but it's still, you know, you're overdosing your system, and you're not going to have enough calories, and everything's going to be coming from carbohydrates. So you're essentially
well, it just sounds unbalanced.
Yourself.
Oh, I mean,
yeah.
It sounds
you're
unbalanced.
Starving yourself.
Right?
Completely unbalanced. Yeah. Most people get headaches. It's not healthy at all. But your liver is, its whole purpose is to detoxify your system. That's why it's there. So the way that I try to guide clients and people to do kind of a cleanse is make sure you are using foods. You're fork friendly. You chew your food. You're getting all of the food groups. And there are naturally occurring vegetables that are detoxifying in themselves. So Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, broccoli, all of these things have high detoxification properties.
And they're so cruciferous, from what I hear, right?
Yes, this is
so
right.
They come off a stalk, so they all share a little common family element there, right?
Exactly, exactly. So in addition to higher detoxification types of vegetables, I also like to cut out things that could be allergens or inflammatory in any way. So we're cutting out, obviously, all processed foods. We're cutting out sugar. We're cutting out wheat, and we're cutting out meat. And as I call it, they were no wheat, meat, or sweets, and dairy. So it's just for a few days. And you focus instead on a large amount of vegetables, but not the starchy vegetables. So you wouldn't be having potatoes or peas or corn or things like that. You'd focus on the cruciferous vegetables and greens and, you know, things that are going to offer you not so many carbohydrates, but more vitamins and minerals and, you know, kind of a less starchy base. Then there's some fruit, although we try to stay away from the sweeter fruits, and we look to things like apples and pears, you know, things that have a lot of fiber, berries, all different kinds of berries. And then for the protein component, if you are an animal eater, then we look to wild fish, and we look to omega-3 and, like, you know, special, you know, eggs that you would get farm-raised. And those also have omega-3 in them. Or if you're vegetarian, we look to something like hemp protein. And the reason I kind of narrow down some of the categories is so that it's less overwhelming, so that you're not looking at a list of 25 things that you can eat under the, you know, the meat and animal protein category. You kind of look instead to these three items, and the wild seafood has more just natural omega-3 and things with it. Same with the eggs. I have an oil category to make sure you're getting enough fat and oil from good sources, like high quality extra virgin olive oil or avocado oil or walnut oil, things that are interesting with different flavor components that will give you all sorts of vitamins and nutrients there. We also look to one little tiny grain component, which would be like a quinoa, which has protein in it and is more of a whole, you know, offers you more than, for example, a millet or a barley. And we have also black rice, which has anti-inflammatory properties. Those are the two kind of grains that I would suggest with any kind of cleanse process. And then some more added fat, I like to use avocado and walnut. And all the nuts are fine, but walnuts generally have a higher level of omega than the other walnuts. So for the sake of just kind of keeping the list shorter. So you kind of take all these components, and then there's a million different ways to eat them every day. You know, you can have a stir fry, you can have a big salad with grain and avocado in it. You can make a smoothie with coconut milk as well as on the list. You can throw avocado in there, all sorts of stuff, and it cuts out naturally any kind of processed foods or inflammatory foods, and kind of leaves you with a few days of naturally detoxifying your system while getting enough protein, fat, and carbohydrate.
So how many days do you recommend for most people? You know, like the women out there on her podcast land are saying, I was good for a little while there in the beginning of the year, and then all heck broke out, and then I started, you know, deferring to nasty stuff again. So, you know, they're saying, well, gosh, you know, could a 1 day, 3 days, 7 days? I mean, how long could they eat like this?
I usually suggest 5 days. 3 days would be the minimum, and at most 7. because depending on, you know, who you are, you might want to start adding in, you know, you add things back in slowly. So let's say we do a 5-day, which is usually what I suggest. You kind of slowly start adding things back in. Most people never really add back in sugar and processed foods, because once they've been doing this for a few days, it's similar to if you were a big soda drinker and then you stopped drinking it for a few days, it tastes, you know, ultra sweet and different to you now. So that's part of this process too, hopefully.
But a piece of this, Chef Abby, is who in the heck would want to add in refined and processed foods after you've just cleansed yourself? Oh, great. Let's just jump in the swamp again. Let's keep it clean while you're at it. So the question for you is, how does someone then transition, you know, from this wonderful, tasty cleanse back into, like, what? You know, how do you begin to add in? What would you recommend people begin to do in each of the categories? Because you're looking at protein, fat, and carbohydrate, right? And then you want to keep up the fiber and all the rest of it. So what would you do?
Exactly. So I would try to continue to eat as many fruits and vegetables as you have been on the cleanse, because that's going to be, you know, it's unlimited vegetables on the cleanse, essentially. So I would continue to try to eat a lot of vegetables at every meal, and you know, even including snacks and all of that as well. I would probably add in protein slowly. So if you are a dairy person, maybe start adding in a yogurt as one of your snacks, you know, one a day. Maybe adding a little bit of cheese, and a little goes a long way. So maybe, you know, an ounce of cheddar cheese to one of your salads or something like that for a little extra flavor, or if, you know, to an omelet or something like that. So slowly, you know, don't go overboard. For protein, you know, maybe start expanding to, if you've been doing fish and eggs, maybe start adding in a little poultry or something like that to kind of up that kind of, you know, that protein. Add in, you know, a piece of fruit and a little bit more in the fat category, so a little more nuts or seeds with snacks. So even,
and don't be afraid of fats, ladies, for crying out loud.
No, fat is your friend. You know, fat is your friend.
Oh, fat is your friend. And most importantly, you know, quite frankly, fat is wonderful as a form of macronutrient that is incredibly satisfying. So when you, I always love throwing avocado on everything I could find. I mash it up, and, you know, instead of putting butter on a small little piece of multigrain, I'll just mash up avocado on it, and it's just flipping the best ever, and it really, really fills you up. Clearly, on any kind of cooking, that's just one example. But don't be afraid of fat. Don't believe what people had espoused a long time ago, you know, for super, super low fat, unless your doctor tells you otherwise, because maybe you have something else going on. But just, you know, be very cool about that as best you can. So we're adding in the fat, other forms of fat, nuts, seeds, right?
Oil,
salmon,
you know, all, you know,
right?
Unsaturated fat, so olive oil, any kind of plant-based oil is good. Walnut oil is lovely on a salad. It adds a nice flavor. Almond oil, anything kind of like that, just for flavoring vegetables in any way is great. Dairy,
excellent,
we talked about. And nuts and seeds and avocado, anything like that is great.
Okay, I love this. So, you know, we, now that we've done this wonderful cleanse, now that we've sort of regrouped a bit, and also remembering that there is no one perfect way to eat. So don't be looking for some magical, you know, one pager that has every secret known to mankind. I think the easiest template, whether you're vegetarian, vegan, Mediterranean, plexitarian, flexitarian, whatever you are, just remember, I think the easiest thing that you've always said, Chef Abby, is just, you know, pitch the refined and processed foods and really head for whole foods. And with that, that could be the best template of all. So now, you know, women are, you know, they're buying into this now. But they're a little, you know, tenuous about looking at the future. Like, how do you keep this nutrition on track? How do you do that, Chef Abby?
Well, we talked about keeping it simple. You know, don't try to, you know, one day at a time, essentially. So, you know, if you make a list and you're overwhelmed by all the things you have to do on it, you're never going to do it. So make your goals specific and reasonable. So part, you know, we talked about adding things instead of taking things away first. You know, maybe you have a goal that once a week for 1 hour, you cut up vegetables. And that's one goal. And you do it for 1 week and you see how you do. And then you add another goal. Maybe the second goal is going to be you start bringing a snack to work every day. A snack such as, you know, a handful of nuts and a piece of fruit or something that is a healthy snack. So then that second week, you start adding in that second item. And so now you have two things you're doing in the second week. And you kind of do it in pieces and slowly and try not to get overwhelmed. And, you know, keep everything as simple as possible. And with nutrition and food especially, organization is your friend. And now in grocery stores nationwide, it's really easy to find things already cut up for you, already spiralized for you, already, you know, done in such a way that it cuts, you know, people may be overwhelmed that they don't want to spend hours chopping vegetables or hours cooking. But there's a lot of components that you can purchase that are now already done. So if you want to bring carrot sticks to work with hummus, you should be able to go to the grocery store and buy carrot sticks and good quality hummus, and then you don't have to actually cook it. You can buy things that the store made themselves or prepared for you that's just as good as if you had done it at home in some cases. There's also slow cookers now and a lot of, you know, meal kit delivery services in some cities where everything is done for you and you get the items and all you have to do is throw them in a pot or throw them in the slow cooker or, you know, put everything together, but it cuts out a significant amount of the prep time that a lot of people either are overwhelmed by or feel they don't have time for because they're working and they're busy and with their families or other activities. So there's a lot of things that have made cooking at home easier as we kind of, you know, as our grocery stores expand and health becomes more to the forefront of what we're doing.
So I think that your message here then, Chef Abby, is that, there are just really endless options out there and that you have to actually plan and prep because the options aren't worth very much if you're, A, not aware that they're there because you haven't done the homework. And B, even if they're there and you're well aware of them, you've got to be able to use them well. And that means whether you've got a company, you know, sending you food, a lot of those companies also offer the option of you cooking the food. They just bring you the prep items, which is kind of interesting. Others actually have everything already done and you reheat and back and forth. A lot of options. And then so many stores now have foods that are pretty much prepared and you're ready to rock and roll as soon as possible. You know, I go to Fresh Market a lot and they have this superfood salad. It's a vegetarian one that's just to die for. I mean, it is just the flippin' best. Tart cherries in it and all kinds of great stuff. And I'll oftentimes grab one of those on the run when I don't have enough time to chop it all up myself. And it's just worth its weight in platinum. So there's lots of options out there. And you know something? You can regroup as many times as you want to out there. You know, I think you said it so well, Chef Abby, when you said every single day of the year is a perfect day to regroup. So you don't have to, you know, be kicking yourself and saying bad things about, you know, what you consider to be a big mistake or even a failure, like, oh my gosh, I couldn't stick with it. You know, something, it takes a while before habits set in. And habits are, you know, just take them in small little bites here, little bites in this case. And there are some simple things you can do. So I'm going to ask you wonderful listeners out there to run on over to Chef Abby Gelman's website, and that is culinarynutritioncuisine.com. culinarynutritioncuisine.com. Learn more about her wonderful work. Ask her a question or two, for crying out loud, because she's there for you. And if you want her to spend some extra time with you, well, then make that happen too, for crying out loud. It's all good. And now we all have hope in our little feminine hearts that no matter what happens throughout the year, we can always regroup, do the cleanse if you feel like it, but get back to whole foods. So, Chef Abby, one last thought of wisdom to share with all of our listeners out there.
I know I keep saying the same thing over, but it's the best one, is just keeping it simple. Keeping it simple, because feeling overwhelmed is, you know, just simple, 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 one day at a time.
Yep, and that means stop overcomplicating all of this. I mean, really seriously, if you actually look at what I eat every day, it's just, you know, I'm rotating a lot of the same stuff because I'm just busy. I don't have time, but I've also done trial and error, and I now know what really works for me, and I'm telling you right now, you guys out there, Chef Abby's smoothies to die for. Just saying. Just saying. Right, Chef Abby?
Yes.
Thanks once again so much. Well, you know, seriously, thanks so much for being on the Her Podcast once again, Chef Abby Gelman. All right, ladies out there, remember to catch every episode of Her. Just hit subscribe on iTunes or on our show page at RadioMD.com. And please just take a little moment here and rate this podcast on iTunes. Why? Because we want more people just like you listening to the show. And it happens when you take the time to rate it. And while you're at it, please leave a review, because I love to hear from you. I read them all. All right. I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and follow me on Twitter at PamPeekMD. And you can also check out our Her show page at RadioMD.com for all of our past episodes. Thanks for listening, and stay well.